And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of May 17th. Betty Wright, the architect of the Miami sound and one of the pioneers of that sound of R&B music from Florida, has passed away of cancer at age 66. When she had the hit song Clean Up Woman in 1971, she was only 17 years old. Major artist in the African-American music community, Betty Wright, passed away of cancer at age 66. In 1958, Jerry Lee Lewis Day was held in his hometown of Faraday, Louisiana. In 1995, Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, and Little Richard all appeared together for the first time on stage. It was at Sheffield in England. The first Monterey Folk Festival featured Bob Dylan, John Baez, and Peter Paul and Mary this week in 1963. And speaking of Dylan, the documentary film Don't Look Back premiered this week in San Francisco in 1967. In 1981, Diana Ross left Motown Records and signed a $20 million contract. And at the time, it was the most lucrative recording contract ever. Annette performed at Radio City Music Hall in New York this week in 1960, and that caused her to miss her own high school graduation. The Everly Brothers formed a record label this week in 1961. They called it Calliope Records, and the first release was actually Don Everly performing Pomp and Circumstance as an artist in disguise, Adrian Kimberly. This week in 1967, George Harrison visited the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi for the very first time. The city of Hawthorne, California, dedicated a monument to the Wilson brothers of the Beach Boys who grew up there. The monument was dedicated in 2006. In 1960, DJ Alan Freed was indicted for income tax evasion stemming from the government's payola investigation. Many consider he was totally set up. Priscilla Presley held a press conference this week in 1988 in order for her to deny that Elvis was still alive. In 1979 this week, Elton John became the very first Western act to tour the USSR. Bridgeport, Connecticut police canceled a dance featuring Fats Domino this week in 1955. They were fearing that there was going to be a riot. Florence Ballard made her last appearance as a Supreme this week in 1967 when they performed on The Tonight Show. The first Bruce Springsteen recording, That's What You Got, by the Castiles, was released this week in 1966. Paul Revere and the Raiders signed with Columbia Records in 63. The Who movie, The Kids Are All Right, premiered in New York City this week in 1979. Elvis's movie, Follow That Dream, opened nationally this week in 1962. In 1979, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and Mick Jagger all performed at a reception for Eric Clapton and Patti Lalla Boyd. She was the ex-wife of George Harrison. Fontella Bass was inducted into the St. Louis Walk of Fame this week in 2000. Bob Dylan was bar mitzvahed in 1954. Paul Simon was given the very first Gershwin Award by the U.S. Library of Congress for honoring his contributions to popular song as an art form this week in 2007. In 1998, Sonny and Cher received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and for Sonny, it was a posthumous honor. In 2008, Curtis Mayfield was inducted into the Hollywood Rock Walk. In the studio, Gene Knight recorded Mr. Big Stuff, and King Floyd recorded Groove Me at the same recording studio in Jackson, Mississippi, at the very same time, just two different studios. The Animals recorded The House of the Rising Sun in 64, The Hollies cut Bus Stop in 66. The Drifters recorded Save the Last Dance for Me in 1960. Richie Valens recorded Come On, Let's Go in 58. Peggy Lee cut her version of Fever in 58. Little Stevie Wonder recorded Fingertips Live at Chicago's Regal Theater this week in 62. Paul Anka recorded Diana in 1957. The Drifters recorded Under the Boardwalk, and they had to change lead vocals to Johnny Moore as Rudy Lewis had sadly passed away the night before. Dee Dee Sharp recorded Gravy for My Mashed Potatoes, the follow-up single, this week in 1962. The Guess Who recorded their Live at the Paramount album in Seattle, Washington in 72. Joe Bennett and the Sparkle Tones recorded Black Slacks in 1957. Also in the studio in 57, Frank Sinatra, he recorded Witchcraft. Birthdays this week, Big Joe Turner, Albert Hammond, Perry Como, Pete Townsend from The Who, Cher, Joe Cocker, Jill Jackson from Paul and Paula, Susan Cousel from the Cousels, the late Teddy Randazzo, Marcy Blaine, Ronald Isley from the Isley Brothers, Leo Sayer, Elton John's lyricist Bernie Taupin also having a birthday, Kenny Ball, General Norman Johnson from the Chairman of the Board is having a birthday, Rosemary Clooney, Kai Winding, Misty Morgan, and Buddy Holly's niece, Cindy Lou, is born this week. Originally, the song was going to be called Cindy Lou, but was changed to Peggy Sue. Ah, the memories. Your rock and roll news this week on Treasure Island Oldies. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.